Hey, this is Gary Grain from Honeymoon Suite, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
All right, here we are. Honeymoon Suite has a brand new album out called Alive. Came out a couple of weeks ago here in Canada. Right now it's got, I believe, three singles out from the album. We're going to get to that. Darius on the phone. How you doing, my friend?
I'm real good today, man. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, and I'm always happy when I get to chat with you. I enjoyed when the reissue party happened in Niagara Falls for Clifton Hill. I was able to come and host that and have a good time with you guys, and I keep hearing feedback today of how great that day was. It was nice and intimate at Doc McGilligan's, and Johnny sounded great, and people had such a good time at that event, I remember.
Yeah, that was a fun night. It was a different kind of thing, but well attended. That was a fun night. Very cool.
And you had announced there, I think that you were, yeah, absolutely, my friend. And you had announced there that you guys were playing at OLG. I was also at that show. I know I was waving to you from where I was sitting, but you weren't waving back. but that was great too. 5,000 people. I know you play with a number of other bands there, but a great show. But let's talk about Alive. And I think you and I had this conversation that the big prize to me was probably the best Honeymoon Suite album. In my opinion, I think in yours, I'm not sure, but Bruce Fairburn was the producer on that. So how would Alive to you compare to that album or whichever your favorite album was?
Well, I've been saying this in talking to other people about the record, the sound of it and the production and everything. And in my opinion, I think this album fits right in between The Big Prize and Racing After Midnight. I think it stands up as well, like sonically. It's really polished and slick sounding, but it's not dated. You know, it's updated sounding, but it's still classic Honeymoon Suite. So that's where I'm at with it, and I think it fits right in there.
So Mike Krompas produced the album. So I know Leah, Marlene, your daughter, I think you worked with Mike, correct, on some of her songs. Is that how the connection was made? Because he's a Canadian who I believe now lives in the UK. But maybe talk about how he became involved in the whole process here of getting this album out.
That's right. You're correct. So I reached out to Mike when Leah was a little younger years ago and just writing songs. And Mike was produced, you know, he produced a lot of pop stuff. So I thought, I reached out to him to see if he would be interested in getting together. One of our trips, my wife and I would go down to Nashville with Leah. She'd set up writing sessions and play some clubs down there. So I knew Mike was living down there at that time. So I reached out to him and said, hey, we're in town. Why don't you come out and at least see Leah, see her play, you know? And that's what he did. And we met and we talked. And then we went down to his house in Murfreesboro and did some demos with me and him and Leah. So that's how that initial meeting went, working with Leah. And then coincidentally, at that time, Mike had just started his own record label. And of course, he was a big Honeymoon Suite fan because he's a Toronto boy, right? And we started talking about a new record. So he said, send some tunes. And John and I sent him some of the ideas we were working on. He was all in. He said, watch you guys come down and let's start writing. So that's how that started.
So was Find What You're Looking For, was that the first one that came out in 2020, I believe? Or was it Tell Me What You Want? I can't remember which one was first.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Tell Me What You Want. Shit, probably like, 2019? Like three, 4 years ago? I don't know. At least 3 years ago. It's been a while. So then Find What You're Looking For.
Right.
And now the new one.
So when you were recording, you know, Tell Me What You Want and Find What You're Looking For, and you were releasing singles, because it really is a singles market, but were you planning on putting a full record out, or did you think you might just do these two songs and that's kind of it?
No, man. We're all in for an album. Mike was into doing an album, but he thought, well, we've got a couple of tracks already mixed. They're pretty strong. Could be good on radio. Let's whet people's appetite, if you will, and let's put some singles out and some videos just to show people that we're working on new music, which a lot of artists are doing, releasing singles. But we're coming back. We're backing it up with a full album now.
And that is so awesome as a Honeymoon Suite fan. And I want to ask you, why has radio loved Honeymoon Suite since the mid-80s, because it really has. No matter what you went through, I don't care if it was Lemon Tongue or like, radio just loves you guys. Johnny's singing, always sings great, and even today singing as good as ever. I'm sure you'll agree with that. But there's been some real connection to radio in this country that has supported you since, you know, 1984.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. It's, I don't know, but I think we're just really lucky that our music, just, Johnny sounds so good on the radio, and we kind of, we don't write for radio, but what we write is accepted, you know, is really, does really well on the radio, I guess. And it's an awesome thing. It's really a big reason why we're still here.
I want to talk about a few songs. I really like the song Broken. Can you give me some insight into that song?
That's cool. As a few people have said that to me, and it's actually one of my favorites too. It was broken. I think it's one of the, see, this record took over 3 years to do because COVID happened right in the middle of it. And then Mike moved to England as well. Right. So Broken, the reason I say that, because I remember writing, the songs were all kind of written in bits and pieces along the way. And I remember Broken, Johnny and I were over in England at that time, staying at a B&B near Mike's studio out in the countryside. So I remember sitting at the breakfast table, you know, in the morning with Johnny with our coffee, trying to bang out a chorus for that damn song. It was an older tune that had really come together nicely, but we didn't have a chorus. So that's how that happened. And I think it was an idea I originally came in with the set of lyrics and the verses. And from there we wrote Broken. I just thought, I mean, it's not an original song title, but I think we made it a, you know, the lyric, I think we did a good job on that, and summing it up as Broken in the chorus. Am I making any sense here?
No, you are. And I listened to it on repeat today when I was driving home from Hamilton. So there's something there that you definitely have. And I'm a big ballad fan, and I love all of your ballads. Doesn't Feel That Way as well. Maybe some insight onto that. Great, great sounding song, and very much the honeymoon suite kind of ballad song.
Yeah, we have to always put one or two of those on the record. That's an older song of mine. I've had it for 5 or 6 years. It started out as a piano song years and years ago. And that's an idea that I just never let go. I just love the piano part I was playing, and I just kind of developed it over years. And I brought it into the sessions with Mike and Johnny, because I knew we needed a ballad type song. Johnny loved it. And it just came together really nicely from when I first wrote it on the piano to when you give it to Mike, and it morphs into this whole other thing. Sometimes he does something that takes it to the next level, which I think he did on that song. It came out great.
And you put two songs on this album that you've obviously done before, New Girl Now off your very first album, and Love Changes Everything, one of my favorite Honeymoon Suite songs from Racing After Midnight.
All right.
Were these re-recorded? Or because they sound they sound re-recorded.
Yeah, they're re-records, and it's, we make it you know, obvious that yes, these are not original versions. These are re-records, because that's what a lot of artists are doing now. When you're with different labels,
right?
Like, we're also on Frontiers, which covers Europe and Japan and on and on. And a lot of times, Frontiers will say, "Well, this territory loves the album, but they want extra tracks, bonus tracks, right? Just to sweeten you know, the pot or whatever." So when we were cutting the beds for this record in Nashville with Mike, all the boys were there, we're all set up, and he said, "I'd like to bang out a couple of the older songs while we're all here. Let's just do New Girl Now and Love Changes and maybe Wave Babies." We did a few of them, but that's how that happened. Had them in our back pocket and put them on the Canadian release.
Well, and I love it, because being a drummer, even the beginning of Love Changes Everything, the kind of tom fills that come in on this that Dave plays are a little bit different, I find, or the sounding of them compared to the album. And there were a few other parts of the song where I was like, I think these are real re-records. And I assume Dave and everybody went down to the UK to record these.
No, well, the bed tracks were done in Nashville.
Okay.
When Mike was living there at the time, like 3 years ago. That's where we started out. He had a house with a really nice studio in it. And once most of the recording was done, he decides to move to England. And Johnny and I had to finish our tracks over there. But that song, that intro, I really struggled with it. It's a free-form drum fill thing between me and Dave.
Right.
Like, I remember in L.A. when we originally recorded, we were just goofing around. We were just messing around, warming up. And I did the harmonics, and Dave did blump, 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 you know. We were warming up. So it was freeform, and it was really hard to kind of duplicate that because we weren't on a click or anything. So there you go. It is a little bit different at the front. You're right.
Yeah, and I picked up on it.
Right, you would know that.
Yeah, right away. As soon as I was like, this is a re-record because that does not exactly emulate the way the original was on the album. So.
I know. I was fighting with that one, but what are you going to do? It's freeform.
A couple of other things just to point out. May 24th, you're playing Classic Bowl in Mississauga. I just saw that. That is great news. So you're going to be back here in Ontario. And I see you're out still in Illinois, right? You have a show coming out in Illinois, I saw, or something like that.
Yeah. So you talked about Leah earlier. We also have a house in Nashville now. Like, Leah's living in Nashville, and my wife and I are renting a house with her there as well. So I'm back and forth. I'm in Illinois today, but I go back Tennessee next week. So I love it down there. So I'm kind of living in two places, but yes,
nothing wrong with that.
I'm in Illinois. No, I love it. I love it. I love the weather. We have a show in Chicago. Yes. On May the 11th. In Chicago at the Arcata Theater.
Oh, very nice.
Coming up next month.
So what's going to happen next? You're going to release another single from this album, I presume. And do you know what that is yet? And I see you are playing a bunch of shows, so I assume you're going to tour most of this year.
Yeah. The summer, we're booking all the summer festivals and stuff is starting to happen now, starting to feel nice. Another single? Yeah, well, once Alive runs its course, we'll see what Mike wants to do in Canada. And of course, Frontiers will probably do something different over in Europe.
Right.
So that's that. And what else can I talk about? Oh, yeah, the summer's going to be really busy. We're all right across the country, as usual, festivals everywhere. But we're also doing a full-on Canadian tour in next November.
Oh, very
nice.
That's going
to be like an 80s package. Goes right from BC right out to Nova Scotia, right across the country. And it's going to be like Men Without Hats and Flock of Seagulls, I think, and the Spoons. And then Hunting the Sweet's going to headline it. So that'll be fun.
So kind of what you did at OLG, except Flock of Seagulls didn't make that show.
Exactly. It's that package. And hopefully they'll make it to this one. But yes, that's right. You saw that one. So we're going to, the promoters want to take that, you know, do a longer tour of that.
Something else I want to point out, the Canadian CD release of Alive also includes two exclusive acoustic versions of Alive and Doesn't Feel Like That. I don't have my CD yet. I am waiting on my CD and my LP to arrive at my front door, but I'm looking forward to that. So there you go. One other question. I think I messaged you this once. Feel It Again, the anthology, 2006. Where in the world do you buy this thing? Because it says Amazon, and do you have a copy of it? Like, I don't even know where you could buy it.
Yeah, and good question. That's one of those things that came out and it just went off into the ether, and there's some floating around here and in other countries. I do have one copy of it. It's a really cool thing to have, but yeah, you're going to have to look for that, man. I don't think it's available. I don't even know what label it's on, but we should probably get that going again and repress it for Canada. It's an expensive package, so we can't just put it out there, right, if it's not going to sell.
Right. So, it says it was released by Got Discs in England is all it says here. So it says it's very rare. Clearly, you can't find it anywhere. So
yeah, no, there you go. So that's a label, Got is a label we dealt with briefly, who was wanted to do the package. That was a one-off. And they're, I think, out of business. So I don't know. I'll look into that, though. That's a good question. And I would look on Amazon or just Google it. And somebody who's got a copy, but if they're going to charge you, like, yeah, you know, give me $100 for it. I don't know. Because people will do that, right?
Absolutely. I just couldn't find it. It says Amazon, but then when you go to Amazon, it says that they're sold out or they don't have any. So I'm going to keep searching. Rockpapermerch.com, though, you can purchase the brand new Honeymoon Suite album, Alive. It's an LP, it's in CD, and you can stream it too and find it on Spotify, wherever you get your music as well. But buy the hired copy, okay? Have the disc, have the album, get it signed by the band, and then sell it on eBay for a lot of money.
Yeah, right.